Good morning. You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day again where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. You're welcome to another time in the presence of God. If this is your first time of joining us, I would like to specially welcome you, and I would like to say this is just the platform for you to be this morning, right here on this platform. We get to take the Word of God together. This is our own very online devotion community. So you're welcome. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for a devotion. So I want you to share the link, spread the word, and let somebody out there know that it is time for our devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the ninth day in the month of March 2025. It's a beautiful time to be in the presence of the Lord. It's a Sunday. But before you pick your Bibles and go to church, let's take our devotion together. Today, we will be looking at a topic that says creative miracles. Creative miracles. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 25 from our manual, hymn 25 from our devotion manual. The great physician now is near. The great physician now is near. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Joshua chapter 14 to chapter 17. Joshua from chapter 14 to chapter 17. Our memory verse is taken from Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, which says, "But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of John chapter 9, from verse 1 to 7. John chapter 9, from verse 1 to 7. Are you with your Bibles this morning? John chapter 9, from verse 1 to 7. From verse 1, it reads, As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can walk. While I am still in the world, I am the light of the world. After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. This means sent. So the man went and washed and came back seeing. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, Miracles are extraordinary events that defy natural and scientific explanation. Our God is a God of miracles, and He takes great delight in shocking doubters and skeptics. God does different kinds of miracles, but today I will focus on his creative miracles. God performs creative miracles when people have concluded that a terrible situation is beyond remedy. Nothing is impossible for him. In today's Bible reading, Jesus and his disciples passed by a man who had been born blind, and the disciples asked Jesus about whose sin was responsible for the man's predicament. Jesus told them that it wasn't a question of sin, but that the man's condition was intended to bring God glory. Jesus spat on his eyes. He then told the man to go and wash. And after he washed off the mud, he came back seeing. That is what I call a creative miracle, a miracle involving the acts of creation. If the doctors have said that you have an irreversible medical condition, God will recreate the parts that is affected in Jesus' name. This is what God did in 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 1 to 14, when he healed Naaman's leprosy and made his flesh become like that of a newborn baby. I have seen numerous cases of women who didn't have a womb, but who gave birth to babies. Some of them had multiple births, more than once. God is able to handle genetic issues, change blood groups, replace missing body parts, and even increase or reduce people's weight and height. A man who had a childlike faith once sat listening to me. As miracles happened around the altar, he struggled to see all that was happening because his sight was blocked by people who were taller than he was. He then told me that there was someone in the congregation who wished he was taller. He told me to tell the person to look down, and if he finds that his trousers have become shorter, he should know that there is nothing wrong with it because he is the one who had grown taller. When it was time for testimonies, he came forward with his wife. How do you explain that? God's creative power was at work to make the impossible possible. I pray that God will give you creative miracles in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Father, please stretch forth your mighty hands to heal and do mighty wonders and creative miracles in my life and family in Jesus' name. Father, please stretch forth your mighty hand to heal and do wonders and creative miracles in my life and family in Jesus' name. We can also see that prayer point in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 30. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that you have to pray. And when you're praying it, praise it all your faith. Because if you have a faith like a mustard seed, you will tell this mountain, be ye moved, and it will be moved. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. To remain blessed. Bye-bye.